for the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Good morning. My name is Tammy Stainfield. I am a no-party independent. I believe that it is illegal to utilize a person's brain and body for the purpose of listening to their private thoughts, tracking their personal whereabouts, or use the outcome to coerce them into providing evidence to gain a conviction. My brain communicators would like to speak of the science. Jiji, mama, jaja, 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 babu, jiji, jaja, jaja, gungu, baba, jaja, jiji, baba, baba, jaja, 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 mama, 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 jaja, 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 zing, 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 ba, 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 za, 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 babi, 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 jaja, jaja, jaja.
Yeah, okay. Do you want me to do it? Or
just which one do you want to start with?
Number one.
Okay. All right.
98.5, the Sports Hub. This will be the Sports Hub elections. And we will give you a category, a voting measure, and then it will be five calls, says it all.
We have a very democratic way of doing it, which we've done on the Touch and Rich show for a while now, and that is just the first five calls that come in with an answer that will determine it. And for here on out, that what they say goes. And it shall ever be locked in until, once again, we do this election in 4 years.
Yeah.
Or 2 years, for that matter.
2 years, very major election.
So
there's only a two-year term limit on this?
Yes. All right. We have some major categories that we have to go through in our election. So get ready on the phone, 617-779-0985. Our first election is, what do you believe is the worst-smelling show on 98.5? The Sports Hub.
All right. 617-779-0985. If you walked into the studio, what show would make the studio smell the worst? A lot of factors in here.
Yep.
Flatulence, mm-hmm. Body odor.
The lifestyle, like how whether or not you showered.
Yeah. I am guilty of I don't take a shower in the morning. And so
I have to just to wake myself up.
Me too.
This comes down
to two shows, yeah. I think, mm-hmm. ultimately.
Well, one show should win.
Yeah, very true.
It should be a landslide for one show.
That's true. But
Nick, I need you.
Voters
flying.
Are very weird.
I need you just flying.
Voters are very strange the way they look at things.
I don't care what their names are. I don't care anything. I need you flying.
Yeah, just pop them on hold. All right, let's go to the phones. Five Call says it all. The worst smelling show.
I don't need to know who they say either.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Let's see.
All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
I know you want me to say that it's Zoe for obvious reasons, but I have to say Felger and Maz.
Ooh, that is shocking.
Shocker.
Felger and Maz usually dressed to impress.
Why Felger and Maz? I would like to hear your rationale for this.
Well, because I don't like them.
Oh, okay.
That's fair.
All right. So, all right, well.
Voting on a passion, there's no question about it. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Definitely Zolak and Bertrand.
Now, why is that?
Joe carries around that gym locker room smell with them. You know, something that you can't get out of your clothes. And I'm a big dude, so, you know, I know big dudes can be stinky. Sorry, Bertrand.
All right.
that can be true. By the way, Zolak, almost like clockwork, takes a dump before every show.
Does he really?
Oh, he's always taking dumps. He complained about his ass.
All right, that is one vote, Felger and Maz. One vote, Zolak and Bertrand for worst smelling show on 98.5 Sports.
All right, Joe, your opinion.
I'm going to have to go with the Amy Lawrence show.
Okay. That's a wild card. That's a write-in.
All right. You just vermin supremed it.
No, you okay. did. You just put in a write-in. Yeah. Now, is it because of her cats?
It's because of just everything. I mean, it's boom. It's A-Law Radio. It's just a whole It's a gross show. It's a gross woman.
Okay.
There we go.
There you go. There's I would imagine there's a big collection of cats and perhaps not the cleanest animals.
All right. So we right now have a three-way tie. Yeah. One vote for Felger and Maz, worst smelling show. One vote for Zolak and Bertrand. One vote for Amy Lawrence. All right.
Jeff, go ahead.
So I think for sure it's going to be Bertrand and Zoe after, you know, on Monday after a night game. There's no way they're showered in the morning. And, you know, God, Bertrand's a big guy. The guy before kind of stole my thunder, but he must stink.
All right.
All right. So all that can happen is either Zolak and Bertrand win or there would be a tie.
All right.
All right.
Let's see. What do we have? Five calls says it all. Here's our fifth call.
All right. Mike, go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry, it's going to be a tie because Felger and Maz are angry, you know, little men behind microphones, and they just stink of, you know, miserableness.
All right. if there is a smell of miserableness, okay. I suppose right. There you go.
All right.
All right, it's a two-way tie. There'll have to be a runoff at a later date. All right, Rich, what is the next category in the Sports Hub elections? If you're on hold, you are eligible to vote on this.
All right.
So pay close attention.
All right. The next one is, let's go with personality most likely to get their ass kicked by a member of a local team.
Yes. If they were out and they happened to be out and run into a member of a local team.
Clear the line.
No, don't.
Oh, no, okay, just keep going. Okay.
Yeah, let's not. Poor Nicholas is going to have a heart attack. All right. What show or host would be likely to get their ass kicked?
Now, the one thing we can say is that there have been several members of this station who have been approached by local teams who were pissed.
Yes.
You being one of them.
I have had a very intimidating player has come
you
up
You say
to
who
me.
It is. He's not here anymore.
Yeah, it's Lucic.
Yeah, Milan Lucic got in your face one time, which is not a guy you want to get in your face.
I wasn't sure if he was serious or not, and then, like, afterwards, I'm like, wow, he was really mad at me.
Okay.
All right, to Jim, go ahead. What show personality most likely to get their ass kicked by an athlete?
Whatever show has Sarge involved in, this is awful.
All right, that's a vote for Sarge.
All right,
John, go ahead.
Gotta say Sarge. Hey, Toucher, bring Goth Jim Rome back.
Goth Jim Rome.
Oh, that can be done. That can be done.
All right, that's two calls for Sarge. One more, and he goes away with the win.
All right. Chris, go ahead. What show or personality most likely to get his ass kicked by an athlete? All right. There's an error. Voting error. Ed, go hanging Chad's if you're really up to date. Ed, go ahead.
Felger.
Yes, okay, that's Felger.
Now, Felger was approached by which member of the Bruins in Nantucket came up to him? Who is it? Jimmy Hayes went up to him and said, let me buy you a drink, and then ripped him a new one, apparently.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy Hayes really had no... I got to side with Felger on that one. What did you want Felger to say about Jimmy Hayes? He was terrible. All right, let's go to Mike. Go ahead, sir.
That dink ruined the clean sweep. It's Sarge.
Okay. All right.
Sarge wins.
Sarge wins. He's a man of the people. I did not expect that victory. All right, Rich, we have time for one more.
Okay. Which one do you want to pick? Do you want to do the bottom one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do for sure.
Okay.
Because out of morbid curiosity, I looked at one of their Twitter accounts.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. This category is the 98.5 Sports Hub election. Which on-air personality is most likely to turn into a post-career John Dennis or Curt Schilling?
Okay, so John Dennis legitimately scares the hell out of me because I don't know how you could have had all that success in your career and become a lunatic, in my opinion.
It's not just your opinion.
So I looked at his Twitter today because I had to see because he was very into this Republican guy running for Senate.
Jeff Deal. Yep.
He said he's renouncing his Massachusetts.
That's right. He's leaving. He's going to Florida. He's had enough. I'm sorry for the Massachusetts people.
Why are you here anyway? Just live in Florida.
Someone who becomes an angry meme master? Is that essentially what we're looking for?
Yeah, like
Twitter,
someone
just,
who has
just
Twitter.
Hates life.
Why are you on Twitter anymore? Like, it's over.
All right.
You don't have to be on it.
So which personality from 98.5 The Sports Hub will most likely turn into a post-career John Dennis or Curt Schilling?
All right. Let's go to Mike. Mike, go ahead, sir.
All right, I would have to say it would be Felger.
Ooh, now why is that? Why Felger?
You know, he just reminds me of Curt Schilling.
All right.
Okay, well, that's one vote with not very good reason. For
I didn't know that Felger was so passionate about weird politics. Monty, go ahead.
I'm going to say Big Jim Murray because he seems to hate Boston fans so much. So he's probably going to move to Florida and then cast aspersions from there.
Okay. You see that happening?
Yes, you could. I could see him becoming a lunatic on social media.
Okay, so one vote for Michael Felger, one vote for Big Jim Murray. Five calls says it all. Three more to go.
All right, Chris, go ahead, sir.
I'm going to say Adam Jones, just because he sucks, but he doesn't suck as much as Sarge.
Okay,
all right. But the vote was for Adam Jones with a sidecar of Sarge.
One vote for Adam Jones, one vote for Mike Felger, and one vote for Big Jim Murray to become most likely a post-career John Dennis or Curt Schilling.
And again, John Dennis frightens the hell out of me. It's like a worst-case scenario retirement. Like, just sitting there so pissed and just yelling in the wind. Oh, he just seems so miserable. Mark, go ahead.
Am I the deciding vote?
You might be. Now, you wouldn't be the deciding one because you can still tie, but you're up there.
Well, I got to go with Felger.
Okay, right. Why Felger, Mark, from Medford?
Because, first of all, he's a Wisconsin homer, number one. Number two, that's all he does is badmouth the Boston team.
Perhaps so take his very successful social media platform.
Two Felgers, one Big Jim Murray, one Adam Jones.
What is that platform going for him?
I'm not even being a dick.
It's called confused.com.
I have no idea what it is.
How the hell does this work?
No one's flocked over there to check him out?
They probably have. It's probably doing fine, but I don't get it. I'm just saying I don't get it. I don't know.
I think the appeal of it is supposed to be that you can talk to Felger.
Okay, yeah. Well. So two votes for him, for Big Jim Murray, and one for Adam Jones, and the personality from 98.5 Sports are most likely to turn into a post-career. John Dennis or
Troy, go ahead, sir.
Adam Jones, he's already like that.
All right, is him.
Do we have a tie? Do we have a tie?
Between Felger and Jones, I do believe we have a tie, and that is how democracy works. Perhaps Rich can put a runoff on Twitter.
Okay.
But thank you all for participating in the show democracy.
We're getting some on Twitter as well. Maybe we'll have to revisit this later on. So we're saying Maz is the next Schilling because he always...
I can see that too.
Yeah, that would have been one.
I can
but
see that too.
They did not get through. It's the five calls that says it all. It's been decided.
Yes, indeed. Again, John Dennis is a... it just makes you go, you know, you lived a good life. You know, you made your money. Just walk away. It's okay to walk away. You know, stop yelling. Nothing to be that angry about. Renounces his citizenship from Massachusetts. No! No! Wait, what about your driver's license? All right. Like, I renounced my citizenship in Massachusetts. No way! Like, how will you ever come up here again? Like wow! Like, you know?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, I swear to God, he said it.
Look at the Twitter account. It's like right at the top.
I'm fascinated by his Twitter account. I'm fascinated by it.
I don't understand it.
Like, who gives a rat's ass? How does that affect your life in any way except you can't vote in Massachusetts?
Right.
And if you're such a big political guy here, why would...
His influence clearly helped Jeff Deal. He was really close.
Yeah.
He almost beat Warren. Yeah. Almost. Yeah. Only fell about 22 points short.
Maybe Deal should pay more attention to who's endorsing him in the future. All right, we will be back. We'll talk to John Keller about everything that happened last night.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
My name is Vermin, my name is Vermin, Vermin Supreme. My name is Vermin, my name is Vermin, my name is Vermin, Vermin, Vermin Supreme. And you can vote, and you can vote, and you can vote for me for president if you want to. And my name is Vermin, and okay, thanks very much for coming out today. Oh, one more thing. Jesus told me to make Randall Terry gay with magic sprinkle.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Supreme. Thank you. All right.
He's turning gay.
All right. Yay. Okay. Okay.
Woo!
Okay.
98.5, the Sports Hub. That is the political mastermind, Vernon Supreme.
The king of the write-in vote. By the way, I know you're not on Twitter, but I retweeted something yesterday. A gentleman by the name of John Enright was filling out his voting form, and there was an uncontested one that had a write-in spot. And did you see who he wrote in the bottom?
Mark Cimelli.
Mr. Mark Cimelli.
Sweet.
He said, a meatball in every pot, a recliner in every living room.
Oh. That is a...
Excellent.
We should have encouraged people to do that.
You got to put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
He said, bring love back to politics. That's
yeah, because in the county I live in, every Democrat runs unopposed. So you could have
sleep on a recliner.
You could have had Mark Cimelli win.
Yep, you could have.
But he doesn't live in the area, so he's a North End guy. You know John Keller. He's got a mustache. He's over there on WBZ television. He's their political analyst. Hello, John Keller.
Yeah, hello. Is the Cimelli bandwagon sweeping the nation now?
It really is. There is some campaign financing issues, though, as he has been handing out meatballs. And there is some concern that he's trying to buy votes.
Well, he wouldn't be the first meatball to go to Washington.
Oh, Johnny K came to play.
Okay, so let's talk about Newton. Let's talk about the huge breakthrough for the pot sales yesterday. It seems like it's basically Potapalooza. You can sell it anywhere. Or what's the deal?
Well, now the question is, where should the dispensaries go?
Yeah, which is
I think there has to be one near Barry's Deli, don't you think?
that might be pretty fantastic.
Kind of like a natural reaction, apparently.
I mean, come on. You know, it only makes sense, especially if you want to take cars off the road.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Yeah, it's a big night for you, Fred. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's great. if only marijuana didn't make me completely paranoid, I would be very excited today. So it passed, but I'm hearing that's not necessarily binding.
Oh, geez, I don't know. I mean, you know, we'll see. What binding? What, you mean smoking pot?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's...
No,
it's,
that the stores, like, it could be to the discretion of whoever. Like, that votes, the voting, that issue on in the vote
Basically,
results.
When are we going to be able to smoke pot? Like, when are you going to be able to legally buy recreational marijuana? It seems like we voted on this 14 times already, and it's passed.
Yeah, well, you can smoke it now. You just can't buy it legally yet. Mm-hmm. But I imagine you guys can find other ways, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, isn't that what Cimelli is there for?
Well, that's what the young Cimelli.
Yeah, young Cimelli used to be a big pothead until his heart broke.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, so this has been strange, is that we seems to, I mean, listen, everyone's trying to get a piece of the pie. I know that everyone's trying to figure out a way to make money off of this legalized recreational marijuana sales. But what do we know now? Like, what did yesterday do as far as the moving ahead and where we're actually going to be able to find a store that we can walk into and walk out with some pot?
Well, supposedly, we're just weeks away from having that happen. Okay. I mean, if you really are having trouble getting to sleep, you should curl up one night with the Cannabis Commission regulations that these places have to jump through, all these hoops. I mean, that's why it's been taking so long, but apparently it's going to happen shortly. Exactly where, I don't know. I think there's a place in Needham that's on the fast track now, if you can call it that, but don't worry, it's coming. It's coming by Christmas. It looks like you'll be able to do it.
Oh, wow.
You may have to wait in line, though, and I don't know if the prices are going to be competitive. I would assume the black market will respond, but we'll see.
Well, also, I don't know how the prices are going to, you're not going to know the answer to this, but if you have a medical card, I guess there's no reason that you would need that anymore.
Yeah, I think the amount you can get, and correct me if I'm wrong, John, Mr. Keller, if you could correct me, if whether or not you get more, you're allowed to have more, purchase more at one time, if you have a medical card, than if it's just recreational.
I think that's right, but don't trust me.
Yeah,
I work in the media.
That's right.
So what else kind of jumped out at you yesterday from everything locally that happened with the elections?
Well, it was a bad night for Sarge.
Uh-huh.
It always seems to be.
You know, look, we make a lot of fun of Massachusetts, and deservedly so. But if you look at it, we were kind of a role model last night, right? We modeled bipartisanship. We elected re-elected a Republican governor who's made bipartisanship kind of his calling card. Question three was approved, which maintains the rights of transgender people, so we modeled tolerance.
See, that's not bad. Were you surprised? And I know it wasn't close. It was almost 70%. But even then, it was that close surprised me.
The vote for that? Well, I don't know. I mean, you can't get more than 70% for anything.
Okay.
I mean, no, that's a landslide by any measure. And, you look at the economy. I mean, the traffic's bad, but, you know, our little corner of paradise is not a bad place to live at this point in time.
Are you surprised, John, about question one? I mean, nurses were campaigning on both sides of the issue there. Very strange.
John, I've never seen a ballot question that confused people more than that.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I had people coming up to me in DD saying, hey, can you explain this to me? And I'm like, I just want coffee and I want to get the hell out.
Yeah, I just want to read this hustle.
I got it, right.
Well, when people are confused about a ballot question, no is the default vote. Plus, the fact that there were nurses in the ads, and they had a big spending advantage. The no side had a lot more ads than the yes side, and that matters. But the fact that there were nurses on both sides, I think, confused people. And people just said, you know, maybe the ballot isn't the best way to sort out an issue this complicated.
You know, it was funny. I was reading through kind of the breakdown of what it all meant, and I felt like my head was going to explode. And I just said, Mary, ask the nurses that you know what they would do. And she goes, well, they're split. I said, well, just pick your favorite nurse, whatever they said, and we'll go with it. So I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, and that's shame on me for not doing enough research.
Did they tell you to vote no?
They told me to vote yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they told me to vote yes, and it didn't pass. So that's at least the one it was like 80% said yes, and like 20% said no.
Okay.
Whatever the hell that means. So
yeah,
I'm a sheep.
So is Elizabeth Warren going to run for president and not get the nomination?
You know, she's made every move that she would have to make to do that, to run, and clearly is interested in running. I'm not so sure that's going to happen. I mean, you know, she had nothing to do with what happened last night. I mean, she took care of business in fine fashion. But I don't know if it's the right time for her. I mean, we're going to find out pretty quickly. Being anti-Trump is a good place to be within the Democratic Party, obviously. But she's got plenty of company there. There's younger talent from bigger states looking to do it. She's not the only woman by any means. So I don't know. She's going to have to think long and hard about it. And you know what? All of a sudden, being a Democrat in Congress is a less onerous thing than it was yesterday, because now the Democrats control the House. That's got to scare the hell out of the Republican senators who are going to be up for re-election in 2 years, and a lot of them come from states that lean Democratic. Those guys and gals don't want to risk losing their jobs. They're going to now look at Donald Trump, who may soon have a bomb dropped on him by the special counsel, in a whole new way this morning, and I don't think it's very flattering.
All right, well, listen, follow John Keller, WBZ. TV is where he applies his trade, and he's a political analyst over there. John Keller, it's always a pleasure, sir.
Fred, party at your house. Bring your own bong.
Believe me.
He's already got Bongzilla sitting there.
I got Mr. Wizard, too, that's got many twists and turns.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, great to see you, man.
Thank you so much.
By the way, somebody said as a medical marijuana patient, you'll be able to buy more. You will not be taxed the insane amount that the recreational user is going to be taxed, and the dispensaries have to save a percentage of each product specifically for medical card users. All right. So basically, if you have a medical card, life is just easier as far as you want the amount and the cost it's going to be. And that guy who called yesterday is exactly right. There's some weird rule about being able to just buy whatever you want and gift it to somebody, even right now as is, before it's legal recreationally. Or not legal, before you can just go to a dispensary and buy it.
Well, there's no, if you want to smoke weed and get the kind of weed that you particularly want, because they have very large menus, there's absolutely no excuse not to get a card. you're going to get it. If you go don't go to your general practitioner.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a big pain in your ass. Go to one of these places that hands out the dispensary cards. You're going to get it.
Two more months, according to Keller. He said by Christmas. Not even two more months. By Christmas, he said.
Just go get a card. But, I mean, just it takes 20 minutes.
I can wait a month and a half. Like, I don't need it now. I can wait a month and a half.
I mean, it takes, you did the TSA thing. I mean, it takes 20 minutes to go get your card.
Well, if I would have known it, I could have waited a month and a half and gotten free TSA, I would have done it.
All right. Well, you're going to have to pay more. We'll be back. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mr. Brown, your closing remarks.
Let me finish that story, okay? After God told me he was going to make me president, I went out and got the presidential seal tattooed right here on my shoulder. My morale went from negative 500 off the scale, and I started a presidential campaign right there. I'm a type AA+ guy. And I was living in Fat Jack's cellar because my ex-wife had given me trumped up some restraining orders. I couldn't see my kids. It was a mess. And Fat Jack's old lady, Fat Jack's wife, said, "Get this lunatic out of my cellar. He's starting a presidential campaign. I'm getting calls from the media and all this." For 3 years, I had the credibility of Chicken Little. You know, the sky is falling. And finally, one day, this bishop from Africa comes over. He says, "I am a prophet of the Most High God." And in that office, I hear authenticate that God told you that. I says, "Yeah, you mind putting that in writing?" He said, "Sure." And he put it in writing, and I got the original at home, and I was able to go up to all my detractors and say, "Na, na, 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 na." Okay.
All right. It's time to get out.
98.5, the Sports Hub. There's a lot of people in that scenario that are speaking directly to God.
Fat
like,
Jack?
Like the bishop comes over and goes like, "Yeah, I heard it too. God told me that he was having a nice convo with you."
You're not the only one, Harley Brown from Idaho.
Yes, there's a lot of people. And if you're flaunting your tattoo very quickly, because I need to, we need to open the phones.
Okay.
This is Fred?
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's up? I was just going to say, what you were saying, Fred, about the medical card is totally true. It's pretty cheap. It's $200. You go in, and I thought I brought my prescriptions to prove why I needed it. Yep. They asked me to pay first thing, and then I'm like, "Oh, okay, so I got it." So you pay for it, you sit down. But the best part is you sit there with someone who knows what they're talking about for like 20 minutes,
yeah.
And they can actually guide you to use the proper things at the proper
yep.
times.
Yep.
And it helped me more than anything. Not to mention, it's a card. It's going to be like 20% tax, which is nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
and that is fair. Like, as much as you say, "Well, I'm just going to get the medical card because I just want to smoke weed." I mean, there are truly things that marijuana can help with, psychological and physical, and they can educate you on exactly what they believe is the correct strain or what you should smoke. And that's serious. I mean, we joke about, like, you know, weed and everything, but it does have very effective medicinal purposes.
Well, that's another reason why I haven't gotten high yet is because it always seems to me like, you know, when you go to these stores, you're going to have people who know exactly what they're talking about, what kind of buzz you're going to get. Whereas when it's just a guy you know, it's almost like someone asking you to try their craft beer they made in their basement.
Well, yeah, you don't want to smoke angel dust like I did by accident. It's a real thrill. All right. So, okay. We got three more categories because there's not going to be an election anyone cares about for 2 years. So, might as well do it. It's the Sports Hub elections. Five calls says it all. The only rule is it has to be someone on air. And Rich, there are we're at our last three categories.
That is correct. Our last three categories and 617-779-0985.
Now, we have not received a vote for any of us or ourselves collectively.
Yeah, that is strange.
We are available to be as much as anyone else.
Anyone in the Sports Hub. Okay, so the first five calls says it all. The personality at 98.5 The Sports Hub that you believe has the most skeletons in their closet.
And Jimmy Stewart's case, not literal skeletons. We're talking about figuratively.
Right, who's like living a secret double life.
Yes. Who has the most skeletons in their closet? If you were, if they were to open up and be completely honest with you, that it might be a little disturbing or unnerving.
Yes. 617-779-0985. Five calls says it all.
All right. Let's start with John. You might as well put your finger on the button. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, this has got to be Sarge right here. Is actually, I do know some dirty secrets about him. He's actually Amy Lawrence's twin. They were born, you know, out of the same womb, same time, same terrible radio personality. So definitely Sarge.
Okay. All right.
All right, John from Vegas. If you're asking who's going to vote Sarge every time, it's John from Vegas. Man, I'm getting sick. All right, Casey, go ahead.
Casey.
Hey,
what's up?
First off, don't know how nobody voted for Adam Jones to get his ass kicked earlier. That's pretty crazy to me.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
What was the question?
Who has the most skeletons in their closet?
Which personality has the most skeletons in their closet like for 95 of Sports Hub?
Secrets that...
Oh, Zolak. Zolak, hands down.
Why?
Gotta be.
Yeah. Well, to the audience. Yeah, there's some things that Zolak probably wouldn't want to share over the air, but in his past.
Locker room things.
Yeah, locker room. Well, locker room, bathroom.
Sometimes you just want a cruller.
Well, no, there's worse than that.
Yeah.
Not his fault, but there's worse than that. But these stories go back decades. Mark, go ahead.
Definitely Sarge. He's a creep.
Okay.
All right, just really. Right.
Uh-huh. All right.
So it's two votes Sarge, one vote Scott Zolak for the 98.5 personality with the most skeletons in their closet.
Kim, go ahead.
Oh, it's definitely Scott Zolak, hands down.
Ooh, yeah. Why do you think so?
Oh, I mean, I've listened to his show, and he alludes to this, and he alludes to that, but he doesn't tell you anything. So I think he's got some skeletons there.
Okay, yeah, he's an open book off the air, but I will tell you that, yes, there's some things he doesn't share on the air.
We have a tie.
Decades ago, not insinuating that Scott's doing anything.
Two for Sarge, two for Scott Zolak with the personality with the most skeletons in their closet. This is the fifth call. What will they say?
Jeremy!
Actually, I'm going Wallach.
He has been divorced.
I think all the skeletons in the closet are Abel Grandy because he wants that Celtics job.
That's right.
It's like he's got like some sort of plot that he's
indeed.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's trying to undermine him, but we don't know why he got divorced. There are many things we don't know.
It's a great question.
We don't know about John Wallach.
We have another tie.
Well,
another
listen, that's going to happen when Five Calls says it all sometimes.
That's right. Okay, so three out of four have been ties so far. Our next one. Line five.
Okay, we'll take line five.
Take line five.
This is Scott from Wrentham. Hello, Scott.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, like you guys are out of there at 10. I'm telling you, it's Tony Maserati. He hates his family. There's a weirdness. He's got two lockers. Seriously. He comes into work at 11 o'clock in the morning. He's not on till 2. There's no man that comes in 3 hours before the show. It's not about the show prep. And he sits on that couch. And he's on his phone, and he's got two lockers. I guarantee you, look at those lockers. There's blenders, there's food. He orders stuff online. He goes, and he keeps it in his trunk. He keeps closing his trunk because he doesn't want his wife, Natalie, to know anything about it. He's got another life, man.
It's funny because he used to sleep on the couch in Chachi's office, like in way before he had to be on the air. That Scott makes a good point.
Well, Zolak also says, or from what I heard, he gets his packages delivered to the office.
Yeah, no, I've heard that too.
Which is so convenient.
Yes.
All right, so you can haul it yourself. All right, Rich.
Yes.
Two more categories. What is the next category?
All right, the next category is Five Calls Says It All. The 98.5 The Sports Hub show most likely to break up.
All right.
The 98.5 The Sports Hub show most likely to split.
Chris, go ahead.
Damn. I wanted to answer the other one, but... and I don't know if people just don't have the sack to say you guys or any of these questions. I think it might be... Damn, I really don't know. I don't know. I wanted to answer.
Who did you want to vote for?
I wanted to ask who has the most answer. Who has
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Right, who do you think?
I was going to say Rich.
Because he's this golden boy on the air.
Many nice things about Rich. Makes you naturally suspicious. I understand.
Yeah, he plays this thing. Oh, I don't watch porn. I don't do this. But he also gets creeped out by random people in the movie theater and has to leave midway through the movie. So, I mean, what's really going on there?
Yeah, the Uber driver situation.
Yeah, germaphobe. I would say that's a lot of weird stuff.
All right. By the way, real quick, we have a celebrity chime in on the skeletons in the closet. Rob Ninkovich says, Zolak has many skeletons in his closet. I took a 5-minute car ride with Zoe and almost died 3 times. He drives like he talks.
Oh, yeah. John has been in that situation as well.
Oh, that's right. You have been in the car with
Indianapolis
Zolak.
Trip. Yep.
All right. Okay, so very now, true. Okay. Only show most likely to break up.
Mm-hmm.
Where the people on hold have had enough time to wrap their heads around this. Nick, show most likely on the Sports Hub to break up.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey.
Originally, I was going to say Felger and Matt, but I just changed it because of a little tidbit that I realized. Hardy never travels with Zolak and Bertrand. It's only Zoe and Beto that move.
Oh, so you're saying Hardy could be off the show?
Hardy might be the odd duck out there.
All right.
Okay, Zolak and Bertrand with one vote. Hardy maybe moving on to other things.
Hmm. Other adventures in the industry. AJ, go ahead.
It's got to be Felger because he thinks he knows everything and people probably just going to get sick of it.
All right, so you're saying that Felger and Maz will come at an impasse. All right, that is not a bad guess.
Hmm. Is that 2 votes or 3 votes?
That's two. That's two votes. You've got one for Zolak and Bertrand with Hardy.
Okay.
And another one for Felger and Maz.
All right, Smitty, go ahead.
Definitely Felger and Maz because Felger just cannot control the way he talks. And I have a hot take. Murray's going to end up leaving and getting his own show like Beetle one day.
Ooh. He has left before. He has left before.
That is 2 votes for Felger and Maz, most likely to break up, and 1 for Zolak and Bertrand.
Mike, go ahead.
All right, guys. So it's absolutely going to be you two. And the reason why is because there's no way Fred is not going to get murdered by either Wallach or by Sarge.
No, okay. I'll take Wallach. I do not. Sarge is not my responsibility. And I hate that narrative. Yeah, Rich is stoking those fames more than I am.
Rich is fantastic because whenever the show gets blamed for bagging on somebody, Rich always skates.
I'm complicit in it, but certainly I don't take responsibility for the start. So if that happened organically.
Well, by the way, you want to know who is not a fan of me? When I tweeted out who is the 98.5 of sports of personality most likely has the most skeletons in their closet, the answer of Rich hands down was sent by one, was Sarge Mike Riley.
Oh, hey! All right.
So that is 2 votes for Felger and Maz most likely to break up, 1 vote for Toucher and Rich, and 1 vote for Bertrand, Zolak, and Hardy. Mr. Hardy.
All right, so this is the 5th call.
This is the 5th call.
All right, Brad, go ahead.
It's got to be Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz, you listen to them, and listen, the way that they have no camaraderie with each other, they don't like each other. You guys are camaraderie. You guys talk to each other. You've been doing it for years. Zolak and Bertrand, they like each other. It's something that you can listen to. These two, man, I turn the radio off at 2 o'clock.
All right. So you're saying that they do not like each other.
Well, that's going to be an issue because Felger just signed a long contract.
Did Maserati? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Point. Maybe that's why he's here so often. He just wants to be seen. All right. We have one more category we have to break first, but I really want to do this one.
Okay.
Because
should we let them hear it and think about it over the break?
Okay. The question is, Rich, what?
Who is the 98.5, the sports hub personality who will have the least amount of sex over the next 20 years.
And I do not I do not want to influence the election, but I am certainly a candidate for this one. So wrap that around your heads. Who is the sports personality to get the least amount of sex in the next 20 years? We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich.